Good day, and welcome to the Fondul Proprietatea Quarter One 2021 Results Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Marius Dan. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and welcome everyone to our conference call to discuss the first quarter 2021 results and the April 2021 net asset value development. Myself and Cătălin Cadaru, Head of Financial Reporting, are pleased to host today's call. The first quarter 2021 results report can be found on the fund website in the investor relations section, and the presentation that we will be discussing was also emailed to you earlier today. The slides are also available on our website at www.fondulproprietatea.ro in the results presentation section. After the presentation, we will have a 30-minute Q&A session. As a reminder, as always, the conference call is being recorded, and the recording will be available on the fund website after the call. That being the agenda, I'd like to start with the presentation with slide two, where we highlight key facts about the fund. At the end of April 2021, the fund's NAV was around RON 10.47 billion, approximately $2.58 billion, and the NAV per share reached RON 1.7578 per share. I would like to highlight that the NAV per share is ex-dividend as the gross cash distribution of RON 0.072 per share, which was approved on the 28th of April annual shareholder meeting, has already been reflected in the April 2021 NAV as a liability. The share price will be ex-dividend only on the 27th of May 2021. On the right-hand side, you can also see the evolution of the fund adjusted share price and the discount since the listing in January 2021. The share price performed well in the first quarter, trading at a record high and a small premium to NAV. Although we're happy with the performance, we also strongly believe in the potential NAV upside, especially due to a potential listing of Hidroelectrica. As of 31st of March 2021, the share price was around RON 1.7450 per share, a record high value until that day, which also implied a trading premium of 2.08% based on the NAV available at that date of calculation. As of Friday's close, the fund was trading at a small discount of 0.69% for the shares and a premium of 2.5% for the GDRs. Moving on to slide three, we show the fund shareholder structure as of the end of April 2021 compared to the end of 2020. The most significant change is the decrease of the GDRs weight, which is reflected under the Bank of New York Mellon from 22% to 18%, and the subsequent increase of the foreign and Romanian institutional investors shareholding in the fund. I would also like to mention that at the beginning of the month of May, we received a notification from Anchorage Capital, according to which the group's holding in the fund decreased under the 5% threshold down to 4.1%, to be specific. The subsequent notification was received from Silver Point Capital, according to which the Silver Point Fund reached a 5.07% ownership in Fondul Proprietatea. Moving on to slide four, we show a summary of the NAV, share price, and GDR performance since 2011, and the evolution of the fund's average annual discount since the listing on the Bucharest Stock Exchange. The NAV total return in the first three months of the year was 7.02%, and the total return for the local shares was above 20%, while the total return for the GDRs was 19.3%. Year to date, including the April NAV report, the NAV total return is up 7.8%, while the return for the local shares was up 17% and 21.6% for the GDRs. Moving on to slide five, we also show the contributors to the fund's NAV performance in the first quarter of this year. The top performance were Hidroelectrica, which as a result of the valuation update, which was included in the March 2021 NAV, which increased by above 8%, as well as the listed companies, OMV Petrom as well as Alro, which followed the recovery path that we have seen in the global and the local capital market. This was not the case for some of the smaller listed companies in the portfolio, especially Iore, Macon, and Romaero, which are the bottom performance for the period, but given their very significant weight in the NAV, it didn't really have any impact on our performance. The overall performance for the net asset value was positive, an increase of 0.1192 per share. We will continue to closely monitor the evolution of the financial markets and that of the specific industries that the unlisted holdings operate in for each NAV reporting date. And if necessary, as we've done in the past, an update of the multiples analysis will be prepared, and the valuation of unlisted holdings will be updated accordingly. In the next section, I would like to give you an update on the fund's portfolio. On slide 7, we showed the structure as of the end of April, 76% in unlisted companies, 20% in listed equities, and 4% in net cash and receivables. The net cash and receivable position as of the end of April was $102.81 million. And that already reflects, as mentioned before, the dividend per share that will be paid in June of 0.072 per share. This has been reflected as a liability. On the next slide, slide 8, we show the listed versus the unlisted split of the fund's portfolio as of the end of March 2021. The largest listed company remains OMV Petrom, while Hydroelectric Car remains the largest holding overall. I would like to highlight that we also published today the fund's detailed statement of investments for the end of March, which is also available on the fund's website in the investment section. On slide 9, we showed the top 10 portfolio companies as of the end of April. These represent almost 94% of the fund's NAV. Hydroelectrica's weight has continued to increase. It's up to 53% of the NAV. And together with our stakes in OMV Petrom and Bucharest Airport, these three companies represent almost 76% of the fund's NAV. Moving on to slide 10, we show a summary of the first quarter 2021 preliminary financial results for three of the main portfolio companies that so far have published their preliminary figures for the first quarter. Overall, Hydroelectrica is a standout. The company had an impressive quarter with EBITDA being up 81% to 1.073 billion RON. The revenues were higher by 67% to 1.42 billion RON. Operating profit was up 90% to 889 million RON. And net profit for the quarter was 77% higher to 759 million RON. And for more details, we can move on to slide 11. The main contributors to this stellar performance was, of course, the higher production and higher electricity sold by the company. It increased from 3.6 terawatt hours in the first quarter of 2020 to 4.74 terawatt hours. Out of that, electricity sold out of the company's production reached 4.5 terawatts compared to 3.26 terawatt hours last year. Also, the average realized selling price was 37% higher to 280 RON per megawatt hour. And this performance is all the more impressive, taking into account that the higher water tax that the company had to pay during the first quarter, which on average was around 33 RON per megawatt hour compared to 21 RON per megawatt hour during the previous year. The company's net cash position was 2.9 billion RON as of the end of the quarter. And on that note, I'd like to highlight that last week the company's shareholders approved the distribution of around 1.29 billion as the regular dividend from the 2020 net profit, and an additional 1 billion RON as a special dividend from retained earnings. This was based on our request for the special dividend. And the deadline for the payment of the regular dividend is 12th of July, while the deadline for the payment of the special dividend is 30th of September this year. And on the chart on the right-hand side, we also show the dividend distributions which have been made by Hydroelectrica in the last 7 years. Moving on to slide 12, we show the main updates on OMV Petrom, the fund's second largest holding. In the January-March 2021 quarter, the sales to external customers decreased by 20% compared to the same period of 2020. operating results was around 40% lower compared to the first quarter of last year due to the large drop in corporate and consolidation income, but supported by both the upstream and downstream operating results. 2021 outlook, according to the management, average Brent oil price of around $60 to $65 per barrel, compared to $50 to $55 per barrel estimated previously, and $41.84 realized throughout 2020. Refining margins above $4 compared to $2.9 per barrel in 2020. Production is expected to decline around 5% year-on-year. CapEx expected to be around 2.9 billion RON, a small decrease compared to 3 billion RON in 2020, and dividend of 0.031 RON per share for the financial year 2020 compared to the previous year. For 2021, we also showed the main sensitivities. An increase of $1 per barrel in the Brent price will have an impact on the company by 20 million euros. An increase of $1 per barrel in refining margin will have an impact of 25 million euros on the company. A 5-cent appreciation of the euro-dollar exchange rate will have an impact of 35 million euros. And then an increase of 1 euro per megawatt hour in the gas price will have an impact on the company by 20 million RON. Moving on the next slide, slide 13, we show the latest updates on the third largest holding, Bucharest Airport. In January 2021, the Ministry of Transportation replaced 5 interim board members and the general manager, and we retain our one board position in the company. In April 2021, the shareholders approved the budget for the current year. It's based on an estimated traffic of 85 million passengers, 50% lower compared to pre-COVID levels. The management of the company sees this as a break-even point for profitability. Traffic in the first quarter of 2021 continued to remain subdued, unfortunately 70% lower compared to pre-COVID levels. The company has certainly been heavily impacted by another pandemic wave. The number of passengers and flights continued to be significantly below the during the first quarter of 2021 if we compare it to the pre-pandemic levels. This is not unusual for what we see in the European airports. The report, which was published by ACI Europe, it reveals that the traffic in EU airports in February 2021 was around 83.6% lower year-on-year. On the next slide, slide 14, we show the main figures for the 2020 financial year for NL companies in the fund's portfolio. E-Distributia Banat reported almost flat operating revenues, 1.1% higher, and a 41% increase in EBITDA compared to 2019. Shareholders approved a 15.3 million RON regular dividend for last financial year, and on top of that, an extraordinary dividend from retained earnings of 62 million RON. E-Distributia Muntenia reported 33% lower EBITDA in 2020 due to slightly lower operating revenues, a decrease of 2.6%. Shareholders here have approved the regular dividend of 95.9 million RON for last year, and on top of that, an extraordinary dividend from retained earnings of 71.7 million. E-Distributia Dobrogea, a 4.7 increase in operating revenues and an EBITDA of 163.3 million RON, 73% higher compared to the previous year. There won't be any dividend distributions in 2021 for this company in accordance to the decisions of shareholders. NL Energie had a higher EBITDA in 2020, 7% increase in operating revenues. Here we have a dividend distribution for an extraordinary dividend from retained earnings of 15 million RON. While NL Energie Muntenia reported a positive EBITDA of 163 million RON and 139 million in net profit, a distribution of an extraordinary dividend from retained earnings of 40 million RON. In accordance to the electricity regulator's orders at the beginning of 2021, the regulated rate of return incentives effective starting with February 2021 are 1% above the current RRR level for newly employed assets and 2% for investments fully or partially financed through EU grants. Also, the tariffs applied by NL subsidiaries to the final consumer are approximately 1.63% higher compared to 2020. Moving on to slide 15, we show the latest updates on Constanța Port. In April, the 2021 budget was approved in the annual shareholder meeting. Excluding the newly internalized activity of pilotage, operating revenues are projected to stay almost flat this year. However, the management sees inflating goods and services costs and higher personnel expenses because they have to hire the pilots for the internalized activity. So the net profit is seen almost 50% below the previous year. This is not unusual, as state-owned companies sometimes tend to be quite conservative when it comes to budgeting. Moving on to slide 16, we have included here a summary of the 2020 financials for the largest 10 holdings in the portfolio. Moving to the corporate action section on slide 18, we show the fund distribution since we started managing the fund. For 2021, we've already included the estimated amount to be paid as a special dividend distribution, which was already approved by shareholders. And this distribution will also increase given the existing cash on the balance sheet and our intention to distribute the cash to shareholders. The current levels bring the total distributions that we have made to shareholders to 14.3 billion RON, approximately $3.8 billion. Moving to slide 19, we show the main dates for the gross dividend distribution. As mentioned before, the NAV is already ex-dividend. The share price will go ex-dividend on the 27th of May. The registration date is 28th of May, and then the start of the payment for the dividend is 22nd of June. On slide 20, we outline the details of the fund's latest buyback program. The cancellation of the shares, which were bought back in 2020, was approved by the fund's shareholders during at the annual shareholder meeting, and the process is currently ongoing. For the current 12th buyback program, the daily buybacks continue, and as of the 14th of May, we repurchased 104 million shares at an average price of 1.5864 per share. As a reminder, the current buyback program has the capacity of 800 million shares, which can be repurchased during the program throughout the entire year. On slide 21, we include details on the fund's annual net dividends and the dividend payout ratios for the top 10 portfolio companies as of the end of April 2021, which are based on the figures approved by the company shareholders or the proposals which were submitted by the companies for approval. Overall, as we can see here, the dividend income for the fund is lower compared to the previous year. We're glad to see slightly higher dividend distribution from Hidroelectrica. The annual dividend is 257.2 million RON. We have a lower stake in Petrom, given the transaction that we executed in September of last year. And we've been impacted, of course, by the fact that Bucharest Airport was not profitable last year, so there will not be any dividend distribution from that company. Moving to slide 22, we show a summary of the total dividend income, which was received by the fund in the last 9 years. We also included here the special and regular dividends approved or submitted for approval as of the 14th of May. And that includes the total figure of 648.4 million, includes the special dividend I mentioned from Hidroelectrica, which is most of that 229.6 million RON in special dividends. From an investor relations perspective, we remain as active as ever, but virtually. We do not plan to organize our Investor Day event in Romania in September, as we've done in the years before the pandemic. However, as vaccination rates increase globally, we do hope to resume in-person roadshow starting with October of this year, and we look forward to meeting many of you in the coming months. Now, turning to the fund's first quarter 2021 financial results, which are included on slides 25, 24 and 25, I would like to invite Cătălin Cadaru, Head of Financial Reporting, to comment.
Thank you, Marius. On the first slide, slide 24, we can see the main balance sheet developments for the fund during the first quarter. And the main thing to note is the increase in the equity investments caption. And as Marius said, this is driven mainly by the two top performers, Hidroelectrica, where an updated valuation report was prepared, and OMV Petrom, where the share price of the company increased during the period. If we move to the next slide, slide 26, we will see that Fondul registered an unaudited profit of just above 700 million. And again, the main reason for this profit is the positive change in fair value, mainly coming from the two companies mentioned earlier, Hidroelectrica and OMV Petrom. Thank you, Marius.
Thank you, Cătălin. At this point, we would like to open it up for your questions.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow the signal to reach our equipment. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause just for a moment to allow everyone the opportunity to signal for a question. Thank you. We'll now take the first question from Christian Pieter at Pension. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations for the good results. I just wanted to ask what if you can give more details on what will happen with the large cash position and what are your plans with the additional dividends coming from Hidroelectrica. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Christy, for the question. Our intention is to distribute the cash to shareholders. What we've done in the past, in addition to the regular dividends, we've executed tender offers. Given where our discount to NAV is currently, we strongly believe that another special cash distribution would make sense. So when we are ready, we will be putting that proposal forward because it would have to be voted by the fund's shareholders. And that also, you know, that's the case with the dividend, the special dividend that we've received from Hidroelectrica. Furthermore, as we've said in the past, we are committed to continuing to buy back shares into the market. So our preference will be to remain in the market on a daily basis, acquiring up to 25% of the daily trading volume.
Okay. Just a follow-up. Given the fact that the fund is trading at a premium, as you mentioned, do you still plan to be in the market? Thank you.
Yes, because the NAV is ex-dividend and the share price has not been adjusted. So as long as you know, the fund is trading at a discount or even a very small premium, as we've done in the first quarter when this was the case, our intention is to continue to buy back shares on a daily basis in the market. But that does not include any plans for a tender offer, given the current situation. However, that being said, if the premium increases significantly, then of course we can amend that strategy.
Okay. Thank you for the comments. Just maybe I didn't pay enough attention. How much is the dividend? I mean. What should we take into account when we compute the real discount in terms of NAV?
The
2%, 3%.
The dividend right now that has already been approved, it's 7.2 cents per share, and the NAV per share, which we reported as of the end of April, is 175.78. So if we were to add dividend, which is booked as a liability right now, but the payment of that will start on the 22nd of June, we would basically be at around 183 RON per share. And looking at where the share price is today, that would be a very slight discount to NAV. I hope that clarifies.
Great. No. Yeah, yes. Thank you. Thank you for the details. No further questions.
Thank you.
We'll now take the next question from KS Rapanu at BCR. Please go ahead.
good afternoon. Congrats for the quarter. My question is, I missed your comment regarding the water tax on Hidroelectrica. Could you please repeat that amount of the new water tax?
Sure. So as we know, the water tax is still subject of a final approval in the Chamber of Deputies, which will be specified at RON 33 per megawatt hour. Of course, we'll see if that will be the case. But during the first quarter, the company was charged by the Romanian waters based on the legislation that is currently effective, which takes into account the maximum water flow. What I mentioned is that based on the calculation of the water tax and the production of the company, that level comes around 33 RON per megawatt hour. So where it is expected to be approved anyway by the Chamber of Deputies.
Thank you.
We'll now take the next question from Juliana Chiaparaga at Wood & Company. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Regarding the special dividend that you're thinking about, what will you take into account? I mean, are you taking into account the dividend stream, all the special dividends? How are you looking at this, basically? Thank you.
Sure. What we're taking into account is the current cash position. Of course, we have the upcoming dividend from Hidroelectrica, which was approved in May, so that will only be reflected in the May NAV of the fund. And we would be looking at the operating expenses of the fund as well as the amounts that we need to spend on the buybacks for the remainder of the year.
Thank you.
Overall,
once again, ask a question.
I'd like to emphasize that. Overall, I'd like to emphasize that our intention is to fully distribute any excess cash that we have.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star one. We'll now take the next question from Deepinder Bahati at Bayard Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations to you, Meredith, and your team for an amazing, well, people say quarter, I say decade, bringing your discount to NAV down to what nearly almost looks like a premium or could become one of these days. What an incredible journey for you and your team and for us as shareholders. So big congratulations to you. You know, this raises all sorts of interesting questions, such as which have been touched on in some of the previous questions. But just to tease it out a little bit more, I know in the past you've had positive, optimistic views, which have mostly come true for many of your underlying companies, the big one here now being Hidroelectrica. You've always thought that this is a gem of an asset. Perhaps, you know, time will show as the market places a value on it that it actually turns out to be such, which means perhaps that your internal view about the NAV, different from auditors and statutorily provided, may be higher than is currently has to be shown per regulation. And my question there is then, if and when you cross over into that premium point, are you actually allowed to repurchase shares in the market? Is there anything that restricts a closed-end fund from purchasing shares at a premium in the market or via a tender offer? Or should we expect you to switch back to what used to be a long period of just special dividends being paid out? And here I'm not referring to the previous question, which is technically because you make an estimation for cash on hand, share buybacks, maximum share buybacks, and you're left with a residual, but rather you strategically decide that this is the best way to allocate the excess cash. And then I have a couple more follow-up questions, if I may. Thank you.
Sure. From a legal perspective, we can buy back shares in the market at a premium. Of course, strategically, we want to be opportunistic about buying back shares at a level that ensures maximum accretion for the fund's shareholders. That is why currently our intention with the excess cash is to continue with the daily buybacks, but instead of a tender offer, do a special dividend, which would have to be approved by the fund shareholders. So it takes a bit of time, but when we are ready with our proposal, we will convene the shareholder meeting in order to do that. I hope that clarifies the Binder.
Yes, that does. Can we just explore a little bit the evolution of the Hidroelectrica listing? I know it's still away. It's been guided to perhaps the end of this year or early next year, but can you just connect the dots for everything you've last updated the market with to where you are currently as we sit here in May 2021? What do you see as the timeline, any evolution or change to that? Anything else that you can share with us on the listing?
Sure. On the IPO process, we are still waiting on the final approval of the repeal of the law banning privatizations, which has been keeping the progress on the IPO on hold. The government has done their part. They've approved the law to repeal it. The Senate has done their part because they approved this. And now it is in the Chamber of Deputies. We are doing our part, of course, engaging with MPs. And our hope is to have this done as soon as possible because we strongly believe that it's ultimately in the best interest of the government in order to execute this IPO as soon as possible and to help them increase the cash flow for the government. But, you know, as you can understand, this is not totally under our control, but we're doing everything that we can in order to progress on this part because, you know, looking at the operational results of Hidroelectrica and looking at the markets and how markets are pricing some of the similar assets, we certainly believe that this is the best time in order to bring Hidroelectrica to the market. The government's target was to complete this IPO until the end of the year. We've always said that realistically first quarter is probably better and more realistic, but our view has not changed. But of course, we have to see once the law is repealed how the process will be outlined. But for a company like Hidroelectrica, we believe that six to 9 months is certainly feasible in terms of finalizing the IPO process.
Understood. And then lastly, Marius, you know, there's always a little bit of background activity while Hidroelectrica takes the bulk of the conversation around the big corporate activity that may be taking place inside potentially in and around Fondle. There's always something little that's also going on, which you positively surprise us with from time to time. And in this regard, one that has come up periodically is the NL companies. And I know that that's something that has perhaps changed because of the corporate strategy of the overseas partner. Can you update us on NL and any other similar, smaller potential transactions that may be in the works that are being discussed right now that we may see some evolution over the next, say, 9 to 12 months? Thank you. That's my last question.
Sure. And that's exactly right. The change in the strategy of NL has obviously delayed a bit our plans with the company. At this point, we are in discussions with NL about what's the best way to move forward about a way that ensures a path to liquidity for us. We don't have any additional material update in addition to that. The same is the case with Engie. That's another company where we've been looking for an exit for quite some time. We continue to discuss it with the management locally and internationally, and when we have something more material, we'll update the market. But we haven't given up.
Understood. Thank you very much. Congratulations and best of luck for the rest of the year ahead.
Thank you.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star one. We'll now take the next question from Juliana Cio Praga, a Wood & Company. Please go.
My question, sorry, has already been answered, sorry.
It appears there are no further questions at this time. Marius, I'd like to turn the conference back to you, sir.
If there are no further questions, I would like to thank everyone for your time today. If anything else comes up, you know where to find us. Please don't hesitate to reach out, and we're happy to set up any follow-up calls or answer any additional questions that you may have. Hope you have a good rest of the week. Bye, everyone.
That concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.